Namaste. I am Anita Goa, and today I am collaborating with Melissa here on her channel. You will find Melissa on my channel, Anita Goa TV. I'm going to be offering you a gentle yoga flow for PMS bloating. I hope you enjoy it. It's so lovely how YouTube really connects us all together. I've known Melissa through YouTube for years now, and we've been talking about collaborating for a really long time. And I'm just so thrilled and honored to be here. And this is really the essence of what yoga is, you know, uniting and bringing us together, no matter where it is that we are in the world. I am in London. And you find me in North London in a park called Finsbury Park. I consider it to be my garden because it is so close to where I live. And then, of course, Melissa is in Canada. I don't know where you are, but I would love to hear it in the comment box below where it is that you're practicing from. Today, I am going to offer a gentle yoga flow. The style that I teach is Vinyasa Yoga, and my interpretation is Goa Flow. So I'm going to offer you a gentle Goa Flow, one that I hope is going to make you feel nourished and taken care of. I hope that you're going to enjoy it. If you do, please give the video a thumbs up. Make sure, of course, that you subscribe to Melissa's channel, and you can hop on over to my channel and check out to see what I am all about. And if you enjoy the content that I have created, feel free to subscribe there too. You can also find out more about me on anitagoa.com. What you're going to be needing for this practice is a yoga bolster is great, as well as a yoga blanket and two yoga blocks. If you don't have any of this, don't worry. Use whatever it is that you have in the house. Just roll it up and really make it your own. I truly believe you can do it with anything. So get yourself comfortable. I have put my leg warmers on. It's mid-October, but it's actually pretty nice and warm here in London. But still, it's good to be comfy so that you can just fully relax and nurture yourself in this space. Let's get started. So we're going to start on the floor, or on the ground. It's so lovely to practice outside, just really get that connection to the earth. And then slowly roll yourself down into what I call the active rest position. So I've placed a rolled up or folded blanket behind my head, just as a little pillow. Then adjust your pelvis and your spine so that you're comfortable. Keep your knees bent, feet apart, and just allow your knees to come together. And then place one hand on your belly and another hand on your heart. And just pause here. Close your eyes and just close your mouth. Soften your lips and tune yourself into your breath. Go a flow, whatever I do in the yoga that I offer. And the yoga that I practice is breath-based. So just notice how your breath is now as you begin. You don't have to change it. You don't have to do anything. Just focus into it and notice how your breath is. And notice how you feel. And then just continue to stay in this position as I talk you through a few things. PMS can include over 150 symptoms. It's kind of crazy what we have to go through as women. But the symptom we're going to focus on today is bloating. And we're going to really focus on calming the mind down so that even if you're feeling very uncomfortable today, I'm going to calm the mind down so that you can still go about your day and do the things that it is that you need to do with as little distraction as possible. We're also going to try to calm down the nervous system and lift your spirit and work on overall circulation. And the focus in this practice is going to be on your kidneys, your adrenals, and the pituitary gland. We're also going to focus on the breath. You can direct your breath into whatever area you feel you need to direct your breath into. Because by directing your breath, it's going to help to bring an internal focus to your practice. And it's going to help you to relax deeper into yourself and into your body and into the moment. With your one hand on your belly, you're now honoring your prana shakti. Prana is life force. Shakti is female energy. So this is the center for female power. This is our third chakra, Manipura chakra. It's the center for self-confidence. It's also the center for action, for getting stuff done. But we're not going to use this power as much in a yang kind of way. We're just going to more use this power in a way to just honor ourselves in this moment, honor ourselves as women, honor ourselves as sisters, supporting each other, being there for each other, and just honoring this cycle, this phase. So we don't want to be hard in this area. We just want to be, you know, soft, or find a balance between the hard and the soft. And let your other hand feel your heart. So we have the physical heart, center left of the chest. The heart is beating, pumping the blood around your body. It's a sign that you're alive. Even though you might feel not your best today, you might feel drained, depleted, lack of energy, whatever you want to call it. But still, the fact that your heart is beating, it's a sign that you are alive, fully alive. Then center to your chest, we have the spiritual heart. And this is the center for unconditional love, for compassion. This is Anahata chakra. I want to invite you, no matter how you feel, to have compassion towards yourself. Do not beat yourself up. This might not be the time to climb your highest mountain. This might just be the time to sit back and nurture yourself and tune into yourself and reflect. Then work your palms together and gently press your thumbs against your eyebrow center, your center for intuition and inner knowledge. Ajna chakra. As we stay in touch with the breath, we allow the mind to quiet down. We quiet down that lower part of the mind that doesn't quite believe that, you know, it's okay to nurture yourself, to maybe take some time off and to step back a little bit. We quiet that part down, and then we rise up to the higher mind. The higher mind that says, yeah, why not go for it, girl? Do it. Nurture yourself, luxuriate yourself in your practice, in your breath in this moment. All you're feeling is bloat. It really isn't a whole big deal.
doesn't change you. It doesn't make you a lesser of a woman. You're still strong and beautiful and capable and loving. And you can still go about your day. So just tune in to the inner knowledge that you have, the intuition, which I call the voice, that doesn't argue. It doesn't argue. It might be soft, but it's very clear. Get so quiet that you can listen into it. You can hear it. And gradually, just toe heel your feet together and interlace your right index finger on top of the left. Turn your palms up and stretch your arms up over your head. Let's get a good stretch there. Draw the heels a little bit further away from your body and then gradually work your palms together. Draw in through your abdominals a little bit. Draw into your strength, into your prana shakti. And then hinge it forward. Keep the feet together, knees apart, and just bend forward a little bit. Great. And then inhale it back up. Interlace the right index finger on top of the left. Stretch it up. Keep the knees bent. Sit to the tips of your sitting bones. And then exhale, slowly work your palms together and roll it back down. Just one more time. Interlace the left index finger on top of the right. Stretch the arms up and over the head. This has become one of my favorite things to do, and I love to warm up this way. And then exhale, palms together, draw in. If this is challenging, use your hands behind your thighs. Give yourself a support, feet together, stretch it forward. And gradually come up. This is a modified stick pose. Sit to the tips of your sitting bones. Turn your palms to face up. And work your palms together. Touch Ajna Chakra and Anahata Chakra. And we'll be doing this throughout the flow. Then cross the ankles, roll over, and come to your hands and your knees for tabletop position. And take the blanket away. And then gradually we're going to work our way into a gratitude salutation or a gentle moon flow. Exhale, round yourself into cat stretch. Drop your head. Inhale, arch it into cow. Curl your toes under. Do that again. Exhale, round it into cat. Just feel that stretch into the lower, middle, and upper back. Shake out your head. Inhale, arch it into cow. Curl the toes under. One more time. Exhale, round it into cat. And inhale, arch it into cow. Then sit back into your heels, keeping the toes curled under, and stretch the arms away. You can rest your forehead onto the floor. You can also rest your forehead onto a block. And then bend your elbows and work your palms together. Just feel free to set your intention for your practice. And here you'll feel your hips moving back and you'll feel your elbows drawing forward. And as your hips go back and your upper body moves forward, you're creating lots of space there in your torso. And this will help to take longer, deeper inhales and more complete exhales. During the flow, I'll be referring to this as the praying child. So say your prayers. Good. Then gradually start to come up and exhale it into downward facing dog. So we just want to move very gently, respectfully to our body. And just pedal through the feet, move the hips a little bit side to side. Maybe you feel tight and tender in your lower back, maybe in your upper hips. You can place blocks underneath your hands if you want to help you with the stepping forward transition. But lift your heels off the floor and draw the right knee towards your navel. Round your spine like you're doing a cat stretch. Bend the back knee and then use the back knee to help you propel you forward into a low lunge position. And in the low lunge position, you can come onto blocks or you can place your fingertips onto the floor. Roll your shoulders open. Breathe in fully here. Exhale completely here. So I use Ujjayi breathing for the most part in my practices. If you feel comfortable with that, inhale through the back of your throat and exhale out through the back of the throat. And if that feels like it's a little bit too much for you today, just make sure that you inhale and exhale through your nose. Then gently lower the left knee into the floor. Give it padding if you need to. Send your hips forward as you press back into your back toes. Inhale it to Anjana Asana. But here I like to bend the elbows into cactus arms. So you're opening yourself up to the world, opening yourself up to your day. And then exhale it to downward facing dog. Good. Then inhale, wave yourself into a plank pose. And then exhale, lower the knees, the chest, and the chin into the floor. So here your bum sticks up. Inhale to baby cobra, soft landing, pubic bone to the floor, lift the navel, roll your shoulders open. Just make sure that you can move your head here, strengthening the muscles of the back. And then exhale it to downward facing dog. Good, and lift the heels off the floor again. Draw the left knee into the navel, round, really lift up, bend the back knee, and then push off with the back leg to propel the left leg forward. Good. Roll the shoulders open. It's all about transitions in Goa flow or vinyasa yoga. And we all go through different transitions in life. There's different cycles, there's different phases. Just like nature now is going through its transition through fall into winter. And we're hibernating a bit, we're drawing in. There's a lot to be learned from these different transitions and cycles and phases that we go through. I find them fascinating. Lower the right knee into the floor. And then see if you can find your Anjana Asana on this side. So each side of the body is going to feel different. So here we're moving into it slowly. And then as we go through the gratitude salutation, we'll move a little bit faster, but it will always be one breath per movement. But just use the information that you gather when you're moving slowly, so you can take that into consideration when you're moving a little faster. That's how it goes. Good, and slowly release, hands to the floor. And you're now going to step the right foot forward. Inhale to halfway pose. And then exhale, fold over your thighs. Bend your knees as much as you need to. Shake out your head. Then inhale, rise all the way to the top. Sweep the arms to the side. Root down into your feet. Draw in through the lower belly. Lift through the heart. Gaze up towards your thumbs, reach yourself up. Draw all that energy up and in with you. And then exhale, touch Ajna Chakra, Anahata Chakra. And release the arms to the side. We're now going to go through a few rounds of gratitude salutations. Feel free to incorporate anything that you are grateful for each cycle that we do, or you can focus on, you know, one thing or do a new one for each cycle. Just make it your own. Every time that we bend forward and we do an exhalation, we're going to touch Ajna Chakra and Anahata Chakra, just bringing these two chakras together all into our Prana Shakti and just honoring our female life force, our superpower. Superwomen. Let's flow. Inhale, rise. Exhale, fold, touch Ajna Anahata as you fold. Inhale, halfway. Exhale, step right foot back to low lunge. Inhale, lower the right knee, Anjana Asana. You can open up into cactus arms. Exhale to downward dog, touch Ajna Anahata. As you go, inhale to cow pose. And then exhale to child's pose. Stay here. Breathe in fully. Exhale completely. Breathe in fully. Exhale completely. And then inhale, rise to a camel prep. So press through your shins, draw in through the lower belly, lift through the heart, and just reach the arms up. And then exhale to praying child. You're going to bend the elbows, work your palms together, and hinge forward. And this might feel a little weird initially. We will create a lot of space in your torso. Then inhale, straighten out the arms, look forward. Exhale, chest and chin to the floor. Inhale, baby cobra or upward dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Just inhale, lift the right leg to three-legged dog, just gently. Exhale, knee into the navel, round, and step that right foot forward. Inhale, lower the left knee into the floor, Anjana Asana. And then exhale, forward fold, touch Ajna Anahata. As you fold, inhale, rise. Exhale, touch Ajna Anahata and rest. And we do it again. Inhale, exhale, touch Ajna Anahata, forward fold. Inhale, half. Exhale, left foot back, low lunge. Inhale, Anjana Asana. Exhale, downward dog, touch Ajna Anahata as you go. Inhale, cow pose. And exhale, child's pose. Stay here. Just let your forehead rest into the floor or onto a block. Inhale fully. Exhale completely. Inhale fully. Exhale completely. One more time. Inhale fully. Exhale completely. Then inhale, rise to a camel prep. Feel that delicious stretch into your back. Drop the tailbone, draw into the lower belly. Lift through the heart and reach up to the sky. And then exhale, praying child. Bend the elbows, palms together, and hinge it forward. And pause here for a moment. Anytime you rest your head on the ground or onto a block, just feel the calmness that it brings on. As you rest in this praying child or in child's pose, just soften the muscles around your upper hips and lower back. Inhale, straighten out the arms, look forward.
Exhale, chest and chin. Inhale to baby cobra, upper dog. Exhale, downward facing dog.
Inhale, lift your left leg, three-legged, just gently. And exhale, knee into the navel, round, and step it forward.
Inhale, lower the right knee into the floor, Anjana Asana. Oh, feels good to move. Get that circulation going. Get that lymph flowing, and that'll help you feel better, less bloated. And then exhale, forward fold, touch Ajna, Anahata, as you fold. Inhale, rise. Exhale, Ajna, Anahata, and rest. So we'll do it two more times, just a little bit faster, and then I'm going to invite you in to try to remember to give yourself that little touch, that little tap. It really makes a huge difference. You might forget, but once you remember, it shifts everything around. It's very much the same as a gratitude practice. When we operate from a place of gratitude, what we have is enough. It's not about what we want, what we need to do, but what we have right here in this moment is enough. Inhale, exhale, fold. Inhale, half. Exhale, right foot back. Inhale, Anjana. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, cow pose. Exhale, child's pose.
Inhale, rise to camel prep.
Exhale, praying child.
Inhale, straighten out the arms, look forward.
Exhale, chest and chin. Inhale, baby cobra, upper dog. Exhale, downward facing dog.
Inhale, lift the right leg, three-legged. Exhale, knee to navel round, step it forward.
Inhale, Anjana Asana. Exhale, forward fold.
Inhale, rise.
Exhale, namaste. How did that go? Did you remember? Just remember, it's a practice. And let's do it again. Let's practice. Inhale. Exhale, fold.
Inhale, half.
Exhale, left foot back. Inhale, Anjana. Exhale, downward dog.
Inhale, cow pose.
Exhale, child's pose.
Inhale, rise.
Exhale, praying child.
Inhale, straighten out the arms, look forward.
Exhale,
chest and chin.
Inhale, baby cobra, upward dog.
Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, lift your left leg, three-legged dog. Exhale, knee into the navel, round, and step it forward.
Inhale, Anjana Asana. Gets better and easier for each time. Exhale, forward fold.
Inhale, rise.
And exhale, namaste. Beautiful. Just separate your feet so they're hip distance apart or shoulder distance apart. Just bend your knees. And just place your hand on your belly. Just notice how you feel. Did that feel good? Maybe that flow was new to you. Now you're filled with gratitude. And we're going to now nurture ourselves a little bit further, go into some restorative yoga poses, and just allow ourselves to completely be. That's what a restorative yoga is all about. So open your eyes and come down onto the floor. For the first restorative pose, I call this an extended bridge pose. I like to put a blanket behind me so that my head can rest on. And we have a bolster. We're basically going to drape our body all over the bolster. And if you have a second bolster, you can put the bolster across underneath. I don't have a second bolster, so I'm just using a yoga block. Now, I have a long torso, so what I like to do is to make sure that my pelvis is here and not on the yoga block, because that doesn't make me feel like I can relax into it. So I keep my pelvis there, the legs are going to be extended, and the head is going to be on the ground. Right? So this is how it looks like. And in these restorative yoga poses, it's very important that you spend a little bit of time to find the right position. Okay, and then we again find the cactus arms. You might have to practice this, you know, a few times in order to find your right position. But once you're in the position, it should feel comfortable, like your pelvis can just drop into the bolster. Your legs can become very heavy. Your arms can also become heavy at the side. And if you need some extra support, put a pillow underneath each of your arms. Like really, literally prop yourself up. So when you're in the position, you should feel like a gentle stretch into your diaphragm, into your abdomen, into your hips, gently into your psoas and the fronts of your thighs. Also into your chest, into the front of the shoulders. So this is a heart opener. So just now for a few moments, just be quiet. Just allow yourself to soak it all up. Let it all in. Let's try to stay with your breath.
and direct your breath into any area that might feel like it needs some extra prana. Feel free if you want to stay a little bit longer to stay longer. If you're ready to come out, just bend one leg at a time and just roll yourself over to the side. Just be careful. And then gently press yourself up to a seated position. Ah, feel open. Hope so. Next one is the side bend. Here, your legs are going to be just in front of each other. And we're basically going to drape our torso over the bolster. You can keep only the bolster. You can keep a little yoga block under it so that you come up a little bit higher. So you just notice and see what works for you. So as you've draped your torso over the bolster, rest on your forearm. And then lift your top leg and just draw the heel towards your buttocks for a little bit of stretch into your quad and continue into your hip flexor. This is an area that can tend to get tight. Just breathe in fully here. And exhale completely. Good, and then release that. And you're gently now going to drape yourself over the bolster. Just put something underneath your head so that you can really rest your head over. And then you can see what you want to do with your second arm, if you want to keep that on top or if you want to just rest it to the side. Breathe in fully here. Exhale completely. And then see if you can just completely relax your legs. Soften your hip. Just relax the upper body. You don't have to really think about, you know, keeping yourself in complete, total, perfect alignment. You are already aligned. Just allow yourself to stay here. Breathe into any area of your side body that feels tense and tight. And just let your breath take over. Allow yourself to become quiet. So you can tune yourself into your intuition. Honor the side of you that knows exactly what you need at this moment. Feel free to stay longer if you want to. Or else just gently come a little bit forward and then slowly start to push yourself up to a seated position. It's another one that will really open up your torso and help you to take deeper breaths and just make that circulation. Let it flow, let it flow. And we'll move over to the other side. Remember, each side is different, so you might have to adjust yourself according to how you feel on this side. And drape yourself over. Keep your forearm on the thigh, on the floor first, on your thigh first, on the floor. And then bend your leg and draw your heel towards your buttocks. Just give yourself that little quadricep stretch. Notice how it feels on this side, if it feels tighter or more open. And this will help the Anjana Asana. So as you keep working with this routine, you'll feel yourself grounding more, drawing in more, relaxing more, nurturing yourself more. And release. Good. And then gently drape the torso over. Just use a pillow or use a block underneath your head. Just always make sure that you find a position where you can fully breathe, where you can drop yourself further into yourself. Don't think about it needing to be perfectly aligned again. Just allow it to be exactly the way that it is. Even if it feels messy. Even if it feels like maybe you shouldn't be doing this, you should be doing something else, something more productive. Know that this is the most productive thing you could ever do for yourself, is to give yourself a break, to slow down, to calm the nervous system, to calm your mind, to nurture your kidneys, your adrenals. Just nurture your mind, your body, and your spirit. It's the most productive thing you could ever do for yourself. You gotta take care of the engine. Feel free to stay longer. When you're ready to come out of it, lean forward a little bit and then push yourself up. Do you feel like a human being already? Feeling really long? Feel like everything is just dropped. One more pose that we have is a forward fold, wide angle pose. So you're going to open the legs. Keep the bolster in front of you. And you can take another bolster or another one or two blocks. Elevate the bolster as high as you need to, and you're going to drape your torso over the bolster. And then rest your head to the side for a little bit, and then change position and rest it over to the other side. And as you rest, I'm going to share just a few thoughts with you. I talked about Manipura chakra, Anahata chakra, and Ajna chakra. I'd like to invite you in to meditate on one of the niyamas, Ishvara Pranidhana. This translates to surrender to an infinite reality. Just surrender, release, let go of what you can't control. Just open yourself up to what you can control. And just leave the rest to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you. When we tune ourselves into the Ishvara Pranidhana, it improves the quality of our actions. So I mentioned in the beginning of the practice that Manipura Chakra is all about action, about believing in ourselves and about achieving and, you know, going for our dreams and reaching our fullest potential. But action doesn't always have to be in a yang way. It can be in a yin way. The action of just surrendering yourself into this moment and surrendering into, you know, feeling bloated and feeling maybe the way that you're feeling now, experiencing the PMS. Allowing yourself to take the action of taking care of yourself and nurturing yourself in the process. So as we practice Ishvara Pranidhana, it links to aparigraha, which means non-attachment, non-grasping. So when we're in a state of attachment and grasping, it leads us just to contraction and tightness. And that can lead to anxiety, depression, feeling lesser than, and not feeling so good about ourselves. So think about this, meditate on this, and see how focusing on Ishvara Pranidhana can help you to go deeper and to just let go and accept what is. And slowly start to lift yourself up and put the bolster onto your mat. We're going to recline back into Shavasana. And if you want to put your legs up against the wall for Viparita Karani, feel free to do so. It will be very good for draining the blood from the legs and back into the heart, which is also wonderful for getting rid of that feeling of being bloated. And then recline back into Shavasana. Might look like it's going to start to rain soon. It got very dark. So whichever position you've chosen for yourself, stay tuned with your breath. Your arms can be at the side of your body, or your hands can be on your heart and your belly. And just let your breath be natural. And just allow whatever we've worked on, whatever I've said, I hope that any of it has served in some way, maybe enlightened in some way, got you thinking in some way. Just allow it to come together in whichever way it has to for you. Remember, yoga is a practice. Nurturing yourself is a practice. Oftentimes as women, it's not something that we maybe naturally do to ourselves because we like to help, we like to give, we like to be of service. And in the process, we tend to sometimes forget about ourselves. But just like the reminder, when we're on a plane, we have to give the oxygen mask to ourselves first. And then once we have the oxygen, then we can go out and we can share that oxygen. So this is what that Prana Shakti is all about. Prana is life force. Shakti is female power. Immense strength, immense dedication, immense power. So just allow yourself to tune into your own power. Have unconditional love for yourself in the process. Get quiet, tune into your intuition, and trust yourself enough to follow it. Then wiggle your toes and your fingers. And gradually work your legs together. And just draw your non-dominant leg in first, so the leg that you wouldn't naturally draw in, and then your dominant leg in second. Wrap your arms around your thighs. Give yourself a good hug. Maybe lift your head and kiss your knees. Or send them air kisses if you can't kiss them directly. And then roll over to your side and come up. Return back into easy seat. Inhale, sweep the arms to the side and up. Draw the energy up with you. And then exhale, touch Ajna Chakra, Anahata Chakra. And place your palms onto your belly, Manipura Chakra, or Prana Shakti. Palms together in Namaste. Namaste. I hope that you enjoyed this practice. Thank you so much for practicing with me. Let me know how this felt. I will tune back into Melissa's channel to check the comments and respond to them. So share with me in the comment box below. Please give this a thumbs up if you enjoyed it. And I would love it if you come on over to my channel, see what I'm all about and say hi. It was an honor to be here. Thank you so much for having me. And I hope to see you soon. Bye.